Steve Burness is the president and CEO of the Better Business Bureau. Steve, good morning. We've all asked this question, how did you get this number? But I understand you have some information about at least how the robocallers get the number.
Yeah, good morning, Bob. Thanks for having me on today. Exactly. So basically what the robocallers are doing are putting out fake ads on companies saying, you know, get this offer, sign up for this free publication, whatever it may be, and then you get on a mailing list almost. In the old days, we used to have those mailing lists. Well, now they have these lists that they buy and sell online. So the important thing is, Bob, is don't give your phone number to anybody unless you know who you're giving it to, even if it looks for a great offer or a well-known offer, because if you got to dig a little deeper, because it could be somebody just taking your information. There's about 145 million robocalls a day in the U.S. Now, it's getting to a point where, as we told you about, is we ask consumers not to answer your phones, let it go to voicemail and see what they want, unless it's from somebody in your contact, obviously, or your wife, and then make sure that you listen to the voicemail and do the checking on them.
Will do. We were talking the other day about the craziness over these Stanley Cups, people flocking to stores to get these things. And now there's an online scam involving the Stanley Cups. Tell us about this.
Well, it happens all the time when it's a popular item, Bob, as we talked about so many times. So now the scammers are creating these fake websites saying they have these sought-after mugs that people were trampling each other last week or a few weeks ago, rather, on this. That's all you have to do is enter your credit card information, and we'll send you as many mugs as you want. And unfortunately, they don't have any. They just want your credit card information. So you got to check the sources. It's almost like anything's popular, like a Taylor Swift tickets. You know, the scammers will come out of the woodwork and say they have them. So it's important to do the due diligence on the company, you know, and always remember the online shopping scams are around, and they have shifted that way more so since the pandemic.
There's also a scam regarding jury duty. Are people getting calls about this? Is that it?
Yeah, they're getting calls. The U.S. District Court and U.S. Attorney's Office both issued warnings on Monday. People are falling victim to this nationwide scam where they basically threaten arrest for missing jury duty. That doesn't happen. The government, the feds don't call you up saying that you'll be arrested. So please, it's scaring people. It's a fake. That's a tip-off to rip-off. The government doesn't act like that. The IRS doesn't call you and say they're going to arrest you. You didn't pay your taxes. Anybody demanding money within quickly, that's usually a sign about that to tip-off to rip-off. As I always say, the only thing you should do in 30 minutes is buy a pizza and that's it, Bob.
Yeah. There's always phony medicine rip-offs out there. What's the latest?
What we're seeing now is that people are looking for Ozempic, and obviously they're hearing about a lot in the media about this is a popular drug to take for people to lose weight. So, of course, the scammers, like we mentioned, come out of the woodwork saying on social media sites or on websites saying they have this drug, and it's all you have to do is fill out this form give us your credit card. And also they're asking use your digital wallet app like Cash App or Zelle. And I want consumers to remember that you don't have the same protection afforded to you from your credit card as you do on your credit card, rather. So if you use a Cash App and you give somebody money willingly, and if it's a fraud deal, the bank's not going to help you, whereas on your credit card they would. So your safest bet is using your credit card. And if somebody's saying they have lots of these drugs, you know, you can fill it out here without a prescription. That's the tip-off to the rip-off, Bob.
And the word is that Zelle might be a bit safer to use than Venmo because it's controlled by the banks. Is that it?
Well, there are some safety measures in place run by the banks, but they don't have the same protection as you do on your credit card. So all those Cash Apps are safe if you send it to somebody you know. That's it, Bob. If you send it to somebody you don't know and you're buying a business dealing, if it's a scam, you're out of luck.
The top scams of the year have been assembled by the Better Business Bureau. What's on your list of 10 there, Steve?
Well, we'll go to top three quickly because it's too long of a list. We have the rest on our website at bbb.org, /ChicagoBuzz. Number one is online purchases. We talked about it earlier today, and we continue to talk about it for the fourth year in a row. It's number one. So companies creating fake websites, as I mentioned. Please do the research on the company, especially if you get that pretty ad on the side, Bob, where it appears you've been looking at an item maybe a week ago and it appears, and you click on it, you don't know where it's going. It could be going to a fraudulent company or a scam artist. And number two on our list is phishing scams, Bob. And that's where you get fake emails, you know, from companies or scammers saying that they're the company, they're imposters, saying, you know, that they're them and they take on the identity of them. You know, that also affects businesses and consumers. So you may put spam or malware on your computer, or you may lock up your computer. And as we talked about before, I know a law firm that had paid $1 million to get their files back because one of their employees clicked on a link. So the key is not to click on links. Go to the company's website directly. And number three is employment scams. And as we talked about, they're getting more elaborate. They're actually having fake interviews now, Bob. So you're thinking you're getting this job. You go through three different people. You have an interview, mock interview, and then they say you got the job, but we need your Social Security number, and we need your bank routing number to steal your identity. And now they're getting so brazen, Bob, is they're asking you to buy products that you need to put company software on. So they ask you to buy an iPhone, and they'll pay you back later, and they ask you to buy an iPad. Send it to us. We'll put the company information on it. We'll send it back to you. And guess what, Bob? You just gave them a free iPad and a free, you know, free iPhone. So don't do that. If you go to the business directly under the employment section and making sure they're truly a business, go to the Better Business Bureau website. Report these scams to us because it helps us, you know, let the authorities know about them and let other people know not to do business with these organizations. The only way to put scams out of business is not to give them your business, Bob, and that's the key.
I have noticed something. Tell me if the Better Business Bureau is hearing about fraud. Emails from streaming services allegedly saying your subscription needs to be renewed or you need to do something with that. Are you hearing about that?
Yes, we are, Bob. We're hearing an increase in those types of things. And basically, those are like phishing emails in itself, saying that they're from these sites when they're not. And they make you think that your account is in jeopardy. You want to act quickly so not to lose the service. And people say, well, how do they know I have it? Well, Bob, they send it to everybody. And they're hoping that somebody does have it, opens up and realizes, hey, it could be me. So that's why you may get others that you never heard of. I never heard of these streaming services because they're sending it to everybody. So the key is, I mentioned, go to the company site. The site itself directly. Don't follow those links because you never know where they go, and they can put spam or malware on your computer, and they can do damage to your computer, and they can, you know, follow you around and watch your banking information, all that stuff. Look at your through your camera. You got to be careful on those links because you never know where it goes, Bob.
It's never ending, the scams and spams. Thank goodness for Steve Burnison, the Better Business Bureau. Talk to you next Thursday, Steve. Thank you.
My pleasure, Bob. Thank you.